Mr. Schoenig made very good progress because before he was always teaching impersonalist Bhagavad Gita. And now this is when his devotee is coming to chant Hare Krishna, going for Srimad Bhagavatam classes, and he teaches personalist Bhagavad Gita. But he still thinks a little bit that maybe ago there is something impersonalist.
ब्रह्म इति परमात्मा इति भगवान इति शब्द ब्रह्म परमात्मा अंडरस्टैंड इंग्लिश ब्रह्म परमात्मा एंड भगवान लास्ट स्टेज फर्स्ट रियलाइजेशन इम्पर्सनल ब्रह्म देन लोकलाइज्ड परमात्मा एंड देन पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड.
La première réalisation, c'est le Brahman, c'est-à-dire l'impersonnel. Après, il y a le Paramatma, et ça, c'est la réalisation de Dieu localisé en chaque être. Et ensuite, il y a Bhagavan, et ça, c'est Krishna, l'être personnel.
Jyotirmay, perhaps you can explain what Mr. Priest's qualifications are.
Yeah, Mr. Dolori is a priest, and he has been for a long time in India. Christian priest, and he was very glad to know what we were doing here. Krishna consciousness was
in India. Where did you stay?
In Pune.
Pune? Oh. How long?
You are? 25 years.
Oh, then you are Indian.
At my time, yes, I was in India.
Yeah.
At my life.
25 years in a place means you domicile. Yes, naturally. Once I went, one friend took me there. I stayed in that Gujarati hotel.
Yeah.
Near the station, I think.
Yes, not far.
Yeah. Pune is a nice place. Climate is nice.
For studies, it's a beautiful place. And chiefly for Sanskrit.
It's yes, there are many good scholars.
Many scholars, many institutions. And also the society is beautiful.
Yes. Maharashtrian, they are educated, advanced.
How do you find your disciples here in Europe?
Yes.
It's a very personal question.
No, it is not personal. It is. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's cult is so nice that it can attract anyone.
It does, it does.
Yeah. Not only here in Europe, in Africa, in Canada, in China, in Japan, everywhere. In, what is it called? Philippines. We have got everywhere, center. Australia.
In Bombay also you have
got. Oh yes, Bombay. Just now we have got a very big place.
Yeah.
And we are constructing a big hotel, strictly vegetarian prasadam. That Juhu quarter. Hare Krishna. Yeah. So you can give me a chair, this one. No? You can come forward here. Yeah?
You have been to India? You've worked
yes,
there?
Yes, 25
yes.
years there.
25.
He's Indian.
And I am still a bhakta of Krishna, but not of the old tradition of Maharashtra, the Varkabi of Pandapur, Vithoba.
Vaishnava.
Krishna.
Krishna, the Vittal, Vittal. Vittal. So they are Vaishnava.
And it's the main pilgrimage center of Maharashtra.
Yes. So Pandar.
When I went to India 25 years ago, I first studied for 4 years this pilgrimage.
What was your subject matter studying?
I was studying for a thesis of the doctorate thesis, this pilgrimage, the history of the pilgrimage and everything of the Ram pilgrimage. And as you know, it was one of the main bhakti tradition in Maharashtra with Jnaneshwara.
Tukara.
I have translated Tukaram.
Tukaram. He is in the line of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
That's right.
He was initiated by Chaitanya. His Abhanga, that is written there. He was initiated by Chaitanya.
It's a great bhakti tradition.
Bhaktyamama vijanati javan yaschami tattva. Find out. If we want to know God, then we have to accept the process recommended by God. That is bhakti.
One can understand the Supreme Personality as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter into the kingdom of God.
So, and another place also it is said, Manmanam Bhagavad Bhakta Majjaji Mang Namaskuru Mami Vaishasya Asamsaya. If you want to enter in the kingdom of God, then always think of me. Manmana. And you just become my devotee and worship me and offer your obeisances. These four principles, it is not difficult. To achieve the kingdom of God is not at all difficult. It's very easy. Anyone can go. But they are not prepared to accept the process. That is their misfortune. Otherwise, always thinking of God. We are thinking something, but the thinking should be turned towards God. That is our teaching. They are always chanting Hare Krishna. So by uttering the word Krishna, immediately we think of Krishna. This is the process. It is not difficult at all. And we can always think of, just like these boys have been taught, walking on the street, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. It's like we have got this. I'm talking with you, but 2 minutes I talk with you. As soon as I stop, I chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Where is the difficult? It is simply practice. No difficult. And simply by chanting the holy name of Krishna, everyone can see how these young boys and girls, they are not very old, that they have taken to, quite young, but they have forgotten everything. They do not go to cinema, do not go to hotel, no dancing, nothing. Dancing they have got, Krishna dance, all this. Painting they have got, singing they have got, arts, literature, they have got 80 books like this, 400 pages, pure life. No meat eating, no illicit sex, no intoxication, no gas. finish. And it is guaranteed, if you remain in this attitude, Krishna said, then surely you come back to me. What is it, second line? Manmana. Another place it is said, asaṃsaya, that is in the 18th chapter. So, to go back to home, back to Godhead, is very easy, but people will not take to it. They are stubborn, they will stick here, the miserable life, material life. This is the difficulty. Otherwise, God can be achieved very easily. Manmana bhavamad bhakta majjajimam. Four things. Yoginam api sarvesham madgata antaratmana sadhyaman vajati yuma samijukta. The first class yogi. Actually, no education required. Simply, God has given us the tongue and the ear. So, Hare Krishna, tongue and ear, with the ear. Sritikatam tanvang manobhi, by hearing. The sound enters into the heart. In this way, he becomes purified. Mind is cleansed. Cheta dharpana marjana. It is very scientific and very easy. And we are recommending, who means Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says that you chant the name of God. Now, if somebody thinks Krishna is Hindu word, why shall I chant? It doesn't matter. You chant your conception of God. What is the name of God in Christianity? Is there any name?
Jehovah.
Jehovah? Jehovah.
There's no name in Christianity.
Then take this name. If we have no name, then take this name. Where is the heart? And they are taking Hare Krishna. What is the heart? God. Every religion believes, not believes, it is fact, that there is God. Or any religion will deny the existence of God. Is there any religion? I don't think. Is there any religion?
Buddhist religion?
But you know, it's true, but you have got so many eyes of God. According to your own spiritual temperament.
No, God is one. There cannot be many ideas of God. That is not possible.
You have got many ideas of God.
No, many ideas is that when he does not know what is God.
Because anyhow, when we say God, we have to put into words, intellectual words,
yes. What
is an experience.
Yes.
That's and this experience is different for many people.
But experience because your knowledge is imperfect. Therefore, your experience is also imperfect.
But who is to say
that is
experience?
Yes. No. Even we are imperfect, with our as far as our knowledge goes, now, generally, just like the Christians, they say, God is great. Is it not?
That is rather
like
Muslims.
Muslim. Allah Akbar. Mm. So, what is the conception of God of the Christian?
As you said, it's impersonal, transpersonal. That what we explain by that Trinity. It's a relationship. It's a pure relationship.
Yes, relationship means that he must be a person.
No.
Why? Otherwise, how you can...
Beyond the person.
Beyond the person, just like we have got experience. when you call relation, then relation means we consider master and servant. This is also one relation.
Oh, yes.
So relation means two persons, one master, one servant. Then relation, friendly relation. That is also person. Then relation, father and son, that is also relation. Then husband and wife, that is also relation. So relation cannot be used without person.
Yeah, but what we don't say that God is object of relation, but He is the relation itself.
What is that? Relation itself. Explain.
That means when you are two together, when the master...
Then two together means person.
Yeah, as soon as you... But not God. God is beyond...
No. Your experience of relation, as soon as you say relation to the two person.
No,
why not? This is your practical experience. How you can say no?
You see, I have got
relationship with you. We are two person.
Or with you. But I am not in relation with God, because God is relationship.
No, why? When you say relation, why not that relation, as we have got relation?
Certainly.
As soon as you say relation, you cannot change it otherwise.
Yes, but I don't make of God the object of relationship.
Then what?
Because I call my relationship God, not the object of relationship.
A relation with who?
Relation with anything.
That is God.
That is God.
What is that?
So he thinks relationship with anything means God.
Anything?
Yeah. Anything.
Anything, anybody. When you are here,
then
you
are God.
When I enter into relationship with you, so then God is.
Yeah.
You understand? Hmm. But then I cannot restrict God to a person with whom I could enter.
But in your Bible you say, O Father. The relation is Father and Son. Why do you say in the Bible, O Father, give us our daily bread? So, that you make relation with God as Father.
But
not anything, but Father. As the Father gives the, maintenance, bread. So you go to God in that relationship, Father, give us our daily bread. Just like a child asks the Father, Father, give me something to eat. So there is clear relationship, Father and Son.
No, it is a very complicated system, the system for origins in the tree, Christian tree. There are two main conceptions, the oriental conception of the Orthodox Church and the Western.
No, we are not talking of any particular church. We are just trying to understand the word relation.
Il dit qu'on ne parle pas d'une église spéciale. On parle.
If you go to a particular church, then another will give another church, another will give another church. But we are trying to understand the word relationship. So, in the Bible, it is clearly said, O Father. So the relation is Father and Son.
No.
Why do you say it is said in the Bible? Why do you say no?
But you know, you have to. I mean, I am not in relationship with any church or any dogma. You know, this is what I have in my own experience, and I cannot speak of what others have experienced, but what is my own experience?
Man, God's relationship should be universal, not that. It may be a different relationship, just like the relationship between husband and wife, relationship between father and son, relationship between friend and friend, relationship between master and servant. So these are relationships. We understand relationship means this. And it is particularly said in the Bible, O Father. That means the relationship is as between father and son.
No.
So there is no, you say no, but any man will understand that. You may have your own opinion, that is a different thing.
But we have to have the opinion which experiment.
How is that experiment? You ask, Father, give us our daily bread, and that is experiment. God is giving everyone maintenance.
Yes, but
That is our actual relationship. In the Vedas also it is said, Nitya, Nityanam, Chetanas, Chetananam, Eka, Yu, Bahunam, Vidudati, Kaman. That is the God. God is also a person. As you are person, I am person. But he is the chief person. Nitya, Nityanam, the chief, the supreme. And the dictionary it is said, supreme being. We are all means. And he is supreme. How is supreme? Eka, that one. God is one. Bahunam vidudati kaman. He supplies the necessities of everyone's life. And that's a very good experience. We are getting everything from God. And the Christians also pray, give us our daily bread. So I don't find any difference between the statement in the Vedas and the Bible. God is the supreme person. And you make relationship with him anyway, as master and servant, as friend and friend, as father and son, or as husband and wife. So, somehow or other, we are related with God. This way or that. The husband also maintains the wife.
I don't think so. I mean.
No, that is your personal opinion.
Not opinion.
But experience. So, what is that experience? Tell me that, what is that experience?
That God is beyond all our experience.
And then what is that experience? You have no experience. If it is beyond your experience, then you have no experience.
I personally, of course, but you cannot explain. You can't explain.
No, if he can't explain means you do not know.
You don't get an illusion.
No, not illusion.
Relationship.
If you cannot explain, that means you do not know.
Well,
if you know, you must explain. That is knowing. That is knowledge.
Yeah, but that knowledge is very.
Then you cannot preach. As a priest, you cannot preach because you do not know. It is not within your experience.
That's why I don't preach.
That's all right. Then. There is another thing, but as soon as say you beyond your experience, that means you have no experience.
No.
So you cannot explain. No. That's all.
That means
all.
I have the experience.
But
that my experience is limited.
But that's all.
And God is unlimited.
That is all. That I admit.
Therefore, I cannot anyhow have experience of God.
No. That's like you do not know me. You have no experience about me. But if I say, I'm like this, you get experience.
No.
Then why not?
If I live with you for
suppose if you are thinking of me, Swamiji might have $1,000. So you can imagine, go on imagining. And that is not correct. But if I say, no, I've got $1,000,000, then you get the experience.
No.
Why not?
I will get experience of you when you are. When we are living together.
And that means you cannot talk with God.
Of course not.
That's it. But if anyone can talk.
Well, if it is his own experience, I have no objection.
That's all right.
But my experience is that.
That's all right. Therefore, our experience is, we take experience from God. We don't imagine. That is our process.
Yeah, that is your faith. You must have faith for that.
Yeah. Just like Krishna is speaking about himself. So we are taking Bhagavad Gita as it is. So direct experience. Taking experience. I am like this. Just like Krishna says, Aham sarvasya prabhava matta sarvam pravartate iti matya bhajante maam buddha bhavasa. Find out this verse.
Aham sarvasya prabhaho matak sarvam pravartate iti matva bhajanti mam buddha bhava samandita. I am the source of all the spiritual and material worlds. Everything emanates from me. The wise who know this perfectly engage in my devotional service and worship me with all their hearts.
Yes, sir. This experience.
Yeah, but who has written the Bhagavad Gita?
God.
I mean, you need to have faith for that.
Huh? You must have faith to believe that God wrote.
Why faith? God is God. Why
faith? Because, you know, I have been living in...
No, you have no experience, you are saying. You have no experience.
No, I have not said. You said I did.
No, no, you say that God is beyond your experience. You say.
A real Swami, listen first.
First of all, let us consider ourselves. You say that God is beyond your experience.
That's right. That means... This is my experience.
That's all right. That's all right. That means I am talking with you. Therefore, you have no experience.
Yes, I have.
Now you say God is beyond your experience.
Yeah,
say.
And I have the experience that God is beyond experience.
No, because
I found
mean.
Out that all my experience.
That, but if you say God is beyond your experience, that you have no experience of God. That is clear meaning. Why do you go round about?
No. Yeah. You don't. You see.
Then it is beautiful.
I have always told that the virtue of Iskandini is to listen. And to understand. And you don't seem to listen and to understand.
No, no, first of all, let us...
You misunderstand.
Why misunderstand? You say that you have no experience of God.
No, I never said that.
Then tell me your experience, that I want to know.
That every time I had an experience of God, and first I went through the Bhakta, and I was a Bhakta for a long, long time, then I found out that God was beyond my experience.
That means that you have no experience. How can I talk with you?
That the image of God, and now you call it Krishna or Ram or Nrusimha or any of the avatar, and you know, near our place in Pune, in Ahmednagar, there was a Swami who called himself an avatar. And
that anyone can say. I can say third avatar. He can say fourth avatar.
If anyone can say in...
That is another thing. That is another thing, because everyone can say, I am avatar.
Exactly.
So how can we have
faith of anyone who said...
Don't accept anyone as avatar. we have got documents.
Even
is
avatar. Krishna?
No, Krishna is avatari. He is the origin that it is stated here. Aham sarvasya prabhava. You know Sanskrit?
Oh.
That what is the meaning of Aham Sarvasya Prabhava? I am the source of all avatar.
Yeah, but who has written that? Who has written that? Vedavyasa.
Anywhere he has written.
Krishna has written.
Krishna has spoken, Vasudeva has written. And it is accepted.
Well, this is what the Christians said of the Bible, and I don't believe it ever.
No, you don't believe anything, that is another thing. There is another thing. But now without belief you cannot make progress.
As soon as you
learn who is your father, you take the version of your mother and you believe he is my father. Otherwise, there is no other way. How can you know your father? The only means is his mother recommends, my dear boy, he is your father. And that is perfect. That's all. Otherwise, you cannot know who is your father.
Yeah, but. You know,
if you say, Mother, I don't believe it. You don't believe it, but you cannot know.
The trouble, you know, is that so many people are coming, either in India or in America.
No, I mean to say...
I am an avatar, or I am Guru Maharaji, or I am, Meher Baba, or Satyashri Baba. So many Babas exist, you know, as well as I do. Now, who has to say, this one is real avatar, they are all abusing us. Now, if so many people today pretend to be avatar, and they have many disciples.
But we don't believe them.
No, but they have many disciples. I mean,
many disciples, that is another thing.
Millions.
That is millions, trillions, sir. That is another thing. But we have to see what is the disciple. That we have to see. Simply, if somebody, so many disciples by number, we have to see the quality. What is the quality? Not the number, not the quantity. It is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Manasanam Sahasresu Kaschi Jatati Siddha. jatatam api siddhyanam kaschi vetimam tattva. Krishna does not say that millions and millions of people know me. No. Out of millions and millions of people, one is perfect. And out of millions of perfect person, one may know him. That is what he says. So we cannot accept, because one is accepted by millions, therefore he is God. We don't accept it. We want to see the quality, not the quantity. So our process is parampara. Just like in India, you have been in India, there are acharyas. Ramanucharya, Madhyacharya, Nimbarka, Vishnu Swami, Chaitanya. If the acharya accept, then you accept. This is our process. We don't go to the millions, we see the quality. Ramanucharya, high quality devotee. Madhyacharya, high quality devotee. Chaitanya, high quality devotee. If they say he's God, then he accepts. This is our problem. We don't see how many millions of followers. No. We have to see the quality man. He says, yes. So Shankaracharya says, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of God. Ramanacharya says, the Supreme Personality of God. Madhyacharya says, Supreme. Chaitanya says, Supreme. Then he accepts. Mahajana jina gata sapantha tarko apratishtha. Simply by argument, we cannot understand the truth. Tarko apratishtha sutu vibhinna. And if you simply consult Vedic literature, that is also not possible. There are different statements. Tarko apratishtha sutu vibhinna. Naso manijasya matangana bhinnam. A muni, a saintly person, a philosopher, is not a philosopher muni if he does not agree with others. He must disagree. Then he becomes. So that is also not the way. Dharmasya tattva nihitam guhaya. It is very confident. Then how to know? Mahajana jena gatasya pantha. Big personalities, acharyas. And that is the process. Acharyupasanam. What is that? In the 13th chapter, Acharyupasanam. We have to understand through the acharya. That is our process. That is recommended in the Bhagavad Gita. Evam parampara praptam, imam rajasaravidu. We accept Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, not by our experience, but by the experience of the acharyas, who are recognized, and then he follows. Just like Arjuna accepts Krishna in the 10th chapter, find out, param brahma param dhama pubittam paramam bhava. Read it.
Param brahma param dhamma pavitram paramam bhavan purusham shashvatam divyam hari devam ajam ajam vibhum. Arjuna said, you are the supreme Brahman, the ultimate, the supreme abode and purifier, the absolute truth and the eternal divine person. You are the primal God, transcendental and original, and you are unborn and the all-pervading beauty. All the great sages such as Narada, Asita, Deva, and Vyasa proclaim this of you, and now you yourself are declaring it to me.
So, Krishna says, and he is confirmed by Vyasadeva, Asita, Narada. This is the process. We do not accept, everyone says, I am Avatar, I am God. We don't accept. But because it is accepted by the acharyas, therefore we accept. Just like the same example I can give, I do not know he is my father, and many people will come, I am your father. So, we do not accept that. As when mother says, he is your father, then accept. That is why not. I have no experience. It is beyond my experience. Because Father existed before my birth. So, beyond my experience. So I am finding out who is my Father. And so many people are coming. I am your Father. No. But as soon as the mother says, no, no, this man is your Father, then it's okay. Then our business finished. Then you get experience. Father is beyond my experience. But when it is receive the knowledge through the mother, then you get experience. So Arjuna says that, Parabrahma Param Dhamma Pavittam Paramam Bhavan. You are the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Not only you are saying, but you are accepted by these authorities. That is all. I cannot get my experience of God. That is not possible. God comes, he says, and Krishna comes, and is accepted by all the great actors. Then our business is perfect. So give them prasad. Mahajana Jina Gatasa.
Seen our Bhagavad Gita? You seen our Bhagavad Gita?
You saw our all books, he's a scholar.
This is translation in public
for Srimad Bhagavatam.
Mm-hmm. In 60 volumes we were translating this.
We have Chaitanya Charitamrita.
Yes.
And the Chaitanya Charitamrita. All volumes.
You'd like to see some of the pictures?
Yes, yes.
These have been painted by our devotees.
Yeah.
The meaning of Lord Chaitanya is not on this one.
The American devotees, they are painted. Yeah. We have got a very big painting department. Mm-hmm. All these pictures, they are painted by our devotees.
One of our other specialties.
Hare Krishna. Prasadi sarva dukkhana mahani rasa apujaya.
This is also a translation of the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. It's a description of the activities of Lord Krishna. That's in 2 volumes.
It's a tremendous work.
Our books are selling very nice. Last year we have sold 4 million copies. Throughout the whole world.
By the chief disciple of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He quotes from all different scriptures, the Puranas. He supports devotional service. Explains.
This is what you use for your devotional service? This is
our model.
We have many copies downstairs you can take.
I
was Lord Chaitanya's plan that for the common man there would be much chanting of Hare Krishna and distributing of prasadam. And for those who were intellectually inclined, there was very high philosophy. So by Prabhupada's grace, we are presenting all these things. It is not different than Lord Chaitanya presented 500 years ago. You have opportunity later, you can hear some of our kirtan in the temple.
Yes, it's way of coming in.
And no one is from India.
I could see, because in India you don't find that.
Herbert, that you met in Geneva, because he has been following his teaching in the last 3 days, and he would like to know what you think about what he's teaching.
Do you remember this gentleman?
Hmm?
He was the one who wrote that book.
Herbert?
Yes, that's right.
Mr. Herbert?
Yes. He's asking your opinion of him.
Yes, he's a scholar, but he's impersonalist. So I met him, he's a good gentleman, scholar, but he's in Mayabadi, he's impersonalist. But if he has already written one book, he has presented me that Krishna
Yoga of love.
Yoga of love. So, he has many times repeated the word Krishna, and that will benefit him.
Il a traduit le livre, la Bhagavad Gita, le livre de Krishna, le yoga de l'amour. Et dans ce livre, il a répété de très nombreuses fois le mot Krishna. Et par conséquent, il en a reçu le très grand bénéfice. Il en est purifié.
Je peux passer à la deuxième. La deuxième question est la suivante. Il y a de grands saints chrétiens qui ont considéré à la fois la personne divine et l'essence divine. Mais cette essence, ils ne la considèrent pas comme impersonnelle, mais comme suprapersonnelle. Est-ce qu'il n'est pas possible de dire que le tat de Shankara, c'est la considération de l'essence divine, et que c'est plutôt une suprapersonnalité et non pas une impersonnalité comme l'ont fait les disciples de Shankara.
He said that in a Christian philosophy, that the conception of God as the person of God, and God as the divine essence. So he's asking,
God is person, then what did he say?
Then he said, that so is it not that above the person, this divine essence is a super person, above person, and not exactly somebody impersonal. Like he said that in Shankaracharya's philosophy, there is the conception of tat. So it's not this tat conception, this divine essence, this supra person.
Yes, his divine essence. God is divine essence. Just like you have pouring some milk and you churn it, then you get so much butter. So the butter is the essence of the milk. Similarly, the spirit is vast, all pervading. The example, another example is just like the sun sign, universally spread, very big. And then you concentrate the sun sign. It is sun glow. And if you still concentrate, you see within the sun globe there is sun god. So he is the essence of this light, the sunshine light, the sun globe light, and the person, sun god, Vivasan, he is person, he is the essence of all this light. And that is explained in the Brahma Samhita. Jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. The whole creation means expansion of the bodily rays of Krishna. Jasya prabha prabhavato. By expansion of the bodily rays of Krishna, this Brahma, jasya prabha prabhavato jagadanda koti. Kotishu asesu vasudhadi vibhuti bhinnam tad brahma. That brahma. Brahma is just like the sunshine is the expansion of the bodily rays of sun god.
Dieu est l'essence divine. Et pour expliquer cette essence divine, on peut prendre l'exemple du lait qui, lorsqu'il est baratté, devient du beurre. Donc en effet, Dieu est l'essence de tout ce qui existe, comme ce beurre. Un autre exemple serait celui du soleil. Lorsqu'on a la lumière du soleil, si on la concentre, on va voir que ça mène à la planète, le soleil. Si on concentre encore plus, on va voir que ça mène au Deva qui se trouve sur le soleil, dans le Vivashwan. Il est dit en effet dans le Brahma Samhita que Krishna est cette essence, cette source de toute cette lumière.
Oui. And in Bhagavad Gita stated, Vadanti tat tattvavidas tatyam yad gyanam adyam brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti sabdat. The absolute truth is one, but it is realized in different angles of vision, Brahma, Paramatma and Bhagavan.
Il est dit dans le Shrimad Bhagavatam, brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavaniti, c'est-à-dire que Dieu est un. La vérité absolue est une, mais on peut la voir sous différents aspects. Oui. Et ce sont là les trois différents aspects, l'impersonnel, Dieu localisant chaque être, et Dieu la personne.
And that is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Aham sarvasya prabhava. I am the origin of everything. Brahma, Paramatma, everything, Bhagavan. Aham sarvasya prabhava. Sarvasya means including everything. Brahma, Vishnu, myself, the world, manifested everything.
Ce qui est dit dans le Shrimad Bhagavatam est donc confirmé dans la Bhagavad Gita, puisqu'il est dit que Krishna est à l'origine de tous ces divers aspects, les sarvasya, c'est-à-dire qu'il est l'origine et l'essence de toutes ces manifestations, qui toutes sont divines.
You take that sweet preparation.
Oui.
Yeah.
Oui.
Je voudrais poser une troisième question. Est-ce qu'il est possible pour des jeunes chrétiens que je connais, que vous connaissez, qui veulent garder le culte chrétien, de remplacer le nom de Dieu, qui n'est pas un nom, par le nom de Krishna, en considérant que c'est là, c'est Dieu dans sa suprême personne, mais exactement ce que le dit
He's asking if it is possible for young Christians, because each time he has been bringing with him people, you know, Christians who have been chanting Hare Krishna with him. So he's asking if it is possible for them to change the name God, that in fact is not really a name, by the name Krishna, because according to what you are explaining, God is Krishna. So can they chant the name
Krishna is God. Krishna is God. God is the idea of greatness. That is Brahma.
Krishna.
Or you can say also person, but not the particular person.
Krishna.
God means the Sanskrit word is Ishvara, the controller. So everyone is controller to some extent. In his own atmosphere, He is a controller. He says, I am controller of my disciples. So, the conception of God is there, but I am not the Supreme God. Therefore, there are two words. We use the word Godhead, the Supreme God. That is explained in the Brahma Sanghita. Ishara, God, everyone is God. There is another thing. But Ishara Parama, the Supreme God is Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna is you. Parce qu'ils ont Dieu seul, Dieu c'est simplement le concept de grandeur, de celui qui est grand. En sens que le mot pour dire Dieu, pour dire donc celui qui est grand, c'est Ishvara. Mais en fait, Ishvara, beaucoup de gens sont Ishvara. Parce que Ishvara, ça veut dire le maître, celui qui domine. Celui qui domine plusieurs autres personnes. Comme Sri Prabhupada explique, il est Ishvara justement de tous ses disciples, puisqu'il tous ses disciples obéissent à ses instructions. Donc Krishna est ainsi dans le Brahma Samhita, on a indiqué que Krishna est Parama. Il est Ishvara, mais le Parama.
Supreme.
Il est le Dieu Supreme.
We have got experience of Ishvara. Just like I said, everyone is Ishvara. Everyone is a controller. So I am personal. I am also Ishvara of my body. I am controlling my body. So in that way everyone is Ishvara. But these Ishvaras, they are controlled by another Ishvara. We are Ishvara, but I am controlled by another Ishvara. But Ishvara Parama Krishna, he is Ishvara, but he is not controlled by anyone. And that is Parama, Supreme. From the dictionary meaning also we can understand, being and supreme being. We are being, but we are controlled by another being. He is controlled by another being, he is controlled by another being. In this way you go, if you find out some being who is not controlled by anyone, he is supreme being. This is the idea.
Nous sommes tous des Ishvara, puisque tous nous dominons quelque chose. D'un côté, nous sommes dominés par autre chose. On voit beaucoup d'êtres qui dominent quelque chose, mais toujours eux-mêmes sont dominés. Lorsqu'on trouve le Ishvara Parama Krishna, c'est-à-dire le suprême, tous ces Ishvara, tous ces maîtres, c'est Dieu, c'est l'absolu, c'est Krishna.
Therefore, he describes in the Bhagavad Gita, Matta Parataram Nanyat. There is no more controller beyond them. Matta Parataram Nanyat Kinchid Asti. Nobody. This file I'll control. Matta Parataram Nanyat Kinchid Asti Dhananjaya. And in Brahma Sangha, Ishara Parama Krishna Sachidananda Vigraha. Vigraha means form, body. Govinda Adi Purusham Sarva Karana Karana. The cause of all causes. Matta parataram nanya.
Matta parataram nanya kinchidasti dananjaya mai sarvam idam protam sutre mani guna iva. O conqueror of wealth, Arjuna, there is no truth superior to me. Everything rests upon me as pearls are strung on a thread.
So nobody is superior to me. Then nobody control. Krishna is not controlled by anyone. And therefore he is Ishvara Parama Krishna. That is final God. Otherwise God will find, you are more powerful than me, he is more powerful than you, and somebody is more powerful than you. Go on, seeing, seeing. But when you come to Krishna, and nobody is more powerful than he. Matta Parataram. Parataram means better or higher principle. No.
C'est pour ça qu'il est dit ici dans la Bhagavad Gita, que tout dépend de Krishna, comme les perles qui sont enfilées sur un fil. Il n'y a rien, absolument rien de supérieur. Le Brahma Samhita le confirme aussi en disant que Krishna est la personne suprême qui n'a personne absolument au-dessus. Il est suprême. Lorsqu'on trouve quelqu'un qui n'a pas de supérieur, qui n'a personne qui l'est subordonné, c'est le suprême, c'est Krishna.
Then it is confirmed by Arjuna, Parabrahma, Paramdhama, Pavitram, Paramam, Bhavan, Purusham. Your person, Purusham means person. Shasatam, eternally. And then he says that it is not that you have said, I see from your instruction, and it is confirmed by Vyasadeva, by Devala, by Narada. Then it's final.
Donc dans la Bhagavad Gita, Arjuna disait aussi, il disait les gloires de Krishna, il annonçait tous les attributs de Krishna. Il disait le mot Purusha, c'est le mot Purusha, qui veut dire la personne, justement. Mais non seulement vous, Krishna, vous êtes en train de dire ça, mais c'est confirmé par tous les grands sages. Vyas, Devala, Asitanarada, eux aussi ils ont confirmé que vous étiez la personne suprême.
The Veda says therefore, Tad Vijnanartham sa Gurumeva Vigacchet. In order to understand that science, you have to approach the Guru. The Vyasadeva is the original Guru. He is instructor of best Vedic knowledge. Then from Vyasadeva, Acharyas. So, this is the instruction of the Vedas. Tad vijnanartham, in order to experience that transcendental thing, you have to approach to the authorities. Guru Meva Vigachet. And who is Guru? Surutriyam, one who has heard from his Guru, authorized person. Surutriyam, Brahmanistam, and firmly convinced in the science of God.
Vyasadeva, c'est le guru et tous les autres descendent. Et ce guru, ses caractéristiques sont dites dans les écritures, c'est que lui-même a un guru, son enseignement vient d'un guru, et qu'aussi il connaît parfaitement les autres.
Can open more.
Open more, yes.
More.
You can open more.
How does one get the experience of personal existence of God?
It is already explained. Why did you hear? You are explaining the same subject. You did not hear.
Oh yeah, I was just asking.
No. You are asking me or asking him?
No, for his benefit. We are talking experience.
Yes.
So, we want to understand how to experience that Supreme Person.
No. I went through that experience. And I would like, I mean, a bit, may I say something about what you say?
Yeah.
When you say, is it possible for a young Christian to also follow the Hare Krishna? But I said, I would like much more to do so. J'aimerais que beaucoup de chrétiens, de jeunes chrétiens, aient la possibilité de faire cette expérience de partir.
C'est ça que je cherche, n'est-ce pas? Ce n'est pas le faire renoncer leur téléphonie pour lequel je le renonce, surtout par moi-même. Simplement trouver ici ce que je ne trouve plus.
Ah. Exactement.
Dans cet arbre desséché qui est devenu le Christ, c'est le problème actuel. C'est le service, c'est l'arbre que nous rend la conscience de Dieu. Qui nous rend la conscience de Dieu.
Exactement.
Nous n'avons même plus dans l'Occident.
Et je dirais beaucoup plus pur parce qu'il n'y a plus de confusion entre Jésus et un avatar. Entre Jésus et un avatar.
Oui, on peut 60 ans,
non,
non, non,
non,
non,
non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non, non,
non, non, non, that what he would like, that all these young Christians that he knows, he suddenly wants them to stop Christianity, but to take in Krishna consciousness what is missing in Christianity, to help them in their own development.
Nothing is missing. Only, if I be frank enough, they're not following Christianity.
Il dit qu'en fait rien ne manque de christianisme. Ce qui manque, c'est qu'ils ne suivent pas véritablement les enseignements.
presque pas lui.
Merci de préciser ce qu'on fait, c'est pas la peine de venir ici et là, vous nous expliquez ce qu'on peut trouver ici.
C'est ça, but then if Christianity is complete, then what is the need of coming here? What is missing there that we would find here?
No, to tell you that you're not following.
Yeah, but then there is no need to dress. Why to dress in that way, which is a Indian way and not a European way?
Well, why Christians go there?
They should not.
There no, we should not.
Ah yeah, but it's not because they do something wrong that somebody else has to do something wrong.
No, no. Thing is that there, just like there are scholars, the scholars also go. That's what we are doing in India. Why did you go to India?
Personally.
Why did you go to India? And live there. Yes, therefore. Anyone can come to study, to learn, or to teach. That is human society. You cannot say that you don't come here.
No, but I mean for a European to dress as an Indian.
Then Europeans go to India. And why the Indians should not come to Europe?
Sure.
Then you cannot say that why you are coming here. You cannot say.
No, no, he's saying why are we dressing like that, like Indians?
I have not said that you dress like that. You dress. Did I say that you did?
It's like, you know, it's like the Indian Catholic priest dressing like a Portuguese priest or like a European priest. I mean, they look as if they had a disguise on them.
No, no.
I don't know if you have been...
When the English were ruling, English nation.
That's right.
So, the Englishman never said that you dress like Englishman. But they automatically dress. You know very well.
Yes.
It is like that. The Englishman, they went there to get some money by trade, by politics. But they never went there to change their dress. But they thought that if I dress myself like an Englishman, I will be more honored. And that is their thought. Similarly, we never please that you dress like this. But the student, they like this dress. That's all right. What is wrong there?
It's not wrong. It's funny.
Yeah. Rather, these girls, when they dress in Indian way, they look more beautiful. That we'll have to admit. Yeah. They know this. The same girl will dress in your country.
Yeah, that I am good for it. Correct.
Yeah. So, the girls, the women, they like to be more beautiful. So, if by dressing in other way they look beautiful, why should you ask them not to do that?
Sure. Yeah? I mean, for ladies and girls, certainly, but for. The daughter and the...
But we are not concerned with the dress. We are concerned with the advancement, spiritual understanding.
Yes.
That's it.
Sure.
Timai, is this the guest that was scheduled to come at 7 o'clock?
No, it's not here yet.
Have you got any French literature or
translation? Yes, yes.
French literature. He's asking for French literature. Tu peux apporter aussi d'autres exemplaires pour la table.
He translated the Tukar in French.
Tukara. Tukara, I'm a great Vaishnava devotee of Maharashtra. His movement was Sankirtan movement.
He was the one who was initiated by Lord Chaitanya?
Yes.
This was southern India?
Huh?
Southern India?
Maharashtra.
Maharashtra, yes. Southwest.
For the North, it is South, for the South.
No,
maybe this is a book to read. It shouldn't be such to know.
Another thing is stated in the Bible, the Christians' philosophy, they say that God created man out of his own image.
Hmm.
It's stated in the Bible, so therefore man has a form. Why not God? Because it's stated there in the Bible. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think Bible is on the personal understanding of God.
And also that
Christ says that he is Son of God. Unless one is person, how can be get a son?
They talk about the trilogy, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost.
Hmm.
It is like compared like the Father.
Brahma, yes. Bhagavan, Paramatma, and Brahma. Yes. Brahma iti, Paramatma iti, Bhagavan iti, sarvati. It is the same idea. Brahma, Holy Ghost, is impersonal, but Son is person and God is also person. I do not know much about, but I have heard from Christians that there is assembly of God and Lord Christ has got a seat by the side of God. Is that right? Explain.
It's on his right hand.
Huh?
His right side, he's supposed to
yeah.
be seated.
These are personal ideas.
They say also, Our Father who art in heaven,
mm-hmm.
hallowed be thy name.
Hmm? Hallowed be thy name.
Hallowed be thy name.
Yeah.
It says, Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
That's nice.
You're praising the name of the Lord.
Yeah. No, we have got very regard, good regard for Christianity. We take it as Vaishnavism. It is explained according to country, time. And the commandments are very nice. The first commandment is, Thou shalt not kill. That is not stop in the Christian world. Therefore we say that Christians are not following. Christianity is all right. Those who are professing Christianity, they are not following.
Je parle vraiment expliquer que nous acceptons parfaitement la Bible. En fait, la Bible, c'est du Vaishnavisme pur. Mais ce qu'il y a, c'est que les gens ne suivent pas la Bible maintenant. Vraiment, tout ce qui est indiqué dans la Bible est parfait. Simplement, Jésus peut s'enseigner selon l'époque où il se trouvait, selon les gens auxquels il parlait, donc il se présentait un peu à un niveau différent, mais c'est du Vaishnavisme.
Mohammedanism also Vaishnavisme, because Mama says, I'm servant of God, Allah. So, that is our conception. Dasa, Dasa. Shanta, Dasa, Sakha, Vatsalya, Madhurya. So, prayer, offering prayer, that is also bhakti. Sabanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam. It's like we are worshipping deity and somebody is offering prayer. Both of them are fruit. Prayer, bandhanam, dasam sakkham apanivedanam. So we don't say that this is bad and this is good. No. Both of them are bhakti. To worship the deity or to offer prayer. And so the effect is the same. Effect is not different. Either of these nine processes, Sravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu, Smaranam, Padasevanam, Archanam, Bandhanam, Dasam, Sakkham, Atmanivedanam. Either you follow all the nine principles, or eight, or six, or seven, at least one, then you become perfect. That is our parichaya. That's why Okrura, the example is given, Okrura got perfection simply by offering prayers. So, I see when the Christians go to the church in India, I've seen in Bombay especially, they kneel down and offer prayer. That's very good. We do not say that this is not approved, this is also approved. What is this Hare Krishna? This is also prayer. Hare Krishna. O Krishna, O the energy of Krishna, kindly engage me in your service. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna. This is prayer. Repeatedly praying, my Lord, the energy of Lord, kindly engage me in your service. This is the meaning of Hare Krishna mantra. Just like you go to a mercantile firm with application, please give me some service, give me some service. The same thing, appealing to God and His energy, please engage me in your service. That's it. So there is bandhana. So bandhana, and Christian also they pray, O God, give us our daily bread. So, this is also good, but it is material. Asking something for material satisfaction. And here, Hare Krishna, asking something for satisfaction of Krishna, engage me in your service. This is advanced, because God is supplying bread to everyone, even to the cats and dogs. So, that is also good, and it is confirmed in the Bhagavad Gita. Artha arthati jnanicha chaturvidha bhajante maam. Chaturvidha bhajante maam sukriti na arjuna. Artha. Artha means distress. Artha. One is distress. I have no food, sir, my dear Lord. Kindly give me some food. So he is distressed. So he is praying to God because he is pious. The communists say, why are you praying to God? Pray to us, the government. We shall give you enough bread. The communist propaganda is like that. They send the people to the church. So you pray. They pray. Have you got bread? They say, no, sir. Now pray to us. Give us gift. Hundreds of breads. In this way they are making atheist. Because common man cannot argue, neither they know so much logic. But if there is some intelligent man, he will ask immediately that where from you have brought this bread? Who has given you the wheat? That you have not manufactured. That is given by God. So actually God gives, but the communists take the credit that I give. This is the misconception. If does not, God does not supply you, Eko Bahunam Vidadat Kaman, He is supplying food for everyone. If He does not supply, then what your bakery machine will do? It is useless. So people have lost the intelligence in the communist country. They think that these government men, they have brought the bread, not God. In this way, they are gradually becoming atheist. But the central point is God. We are preaching, the central point is God. We call Him by any name, it doesn't matter. Either you call Jehovah or Krishna or something, or Allah, that doesn't matter. But you accept the authority of God and try to love God. This is our mission. And you say God is personal. Imperson is impersonal feature, there is a feature only. Just like Sun God is a person and the sun sign is one of the features of the Sun God. The sun sign is not final. You have to penetrate through the sun sign and reach the sun globe and go within the globe and see that there is the Sun God. But that requires strength, how to enter into the sun globe and see this. But there is the information in the Bhagavad Gita. Yam vipassati yogam prattavana aham abhayam vipassan manavipravo. I first of all instructed this yoga system of Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. The sun god is there in the sun planet. And if you have got strength, you can go there and see, but you cannot go. Although it is material. So similarly in the spiritual world, there is the Supreme Spirit, Supreme Being, He is spiritual, concentrated, essence of light. That is Aham Sarvasya Prabhava, Matta Sarvam Pravarta. He is the origin of everything. He says, Jada Jada Hi Dharma Sadglani Bhavati Bharat. Find out this verse. Find out. यदा यदा ही धर्मस्य ज्ञानी भवति भारत तदा आत्मानं सृजाम्यहम्
यदा यदा ही धर्मस्य ज्ञानी भवति भारत अभ्युत्थानं धर्मस्य तदा आत्मानं सृजाम्यहम् Whenever and wherever there is a decline in religious practice, or descendant of Bharata, and a predominant rise of a religion, at that time I descend to myself.
So, at least in the human society, everyone's must have understanding of God. That is expected. It is not expected in the society of cats and dogs, because they are animals. A human being, dharma sabra, there is dharma, some sort of religious system. And religious system means to understand God, that's all. Just like to become a lawyer means to understand the laws of the state. Similarly, religious system means the process by which one can understand God. And that is the Samariya Srimad Bhagavatam, Savai Pumsang Paro Dharma, Jato Bhakti Radhokhaja. That is first class religious system which trains the followers to understand God and love Him. Savai Pungshang Parodhan, Jato Bhakti, Ahoituki Apruti Hata. If somebody says, oh, it is a very great thing to understand God and to love, it is a very great thing, it is not possible. No, the answer is, Ahoituki Apruti. It can be learned by anyone. It is not checked by any material condition. If one wants to know what is God and to love Him, it is the path is open for everyone. It does not require high intelligence, high education, high culture. No, anyone. The process is saranam, the beginning. One has to hear. One may be fool number one, it doesn't matter. You know education, it doesn't matter. Poor, it doesn't matter. Black, it doesn't matter. White, it doesn't matter. You try to hear. Satang prasangad mo bija samvida bhavanti ritkanna rasayana katha. Therefore, it is Vedic injunction is, in order to know, go to the bona fide Guru and hear. Adu Gurbhasayam Sadharma Pritcha. So even one has no experience. If he goes to the experienced man, experienced person, then he can understand. And he can love God, and that is the perfection of life. Tadbiddhi, find out this verse. Tadbiddhi pranipate na pariprasne na sevaya upadekshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. This tattva darshina means experience. What is that?
Tadbiddhi pranipate na pariprasne na sevaya upadekshanti tad jnanam jnanina tattva darshina. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth.
But what?
The path of spiritual realization is undoubtedly difficult. The Lord therefore advises us to approach a bona fide spiritual master in the line of disciplic succession from the Lord Himself. No one can be a bona fide spiritual master without following this principle of disciplic succession. The Lord is the original spiritual master, and a person in the disciplic succession can convey the message of the Lord as it is to his disciple. No one can be spiritually realized by manufacturing his own process, as is the fashion of the foolish pretenders. The Bhagavatam says, Dharmam hisakshad bhagavat pranitam. The path of religion is directly enunciated by the Lord. Therefore, mental speculation or dry arguments cannot help one progress in spiritual life. One has to approach a bona fide spiritual master to receive the knowledge. Such a spiritual master should be accepted in full surrender, and one should serve the spiritual master like a menial servant, without false prestige. Satisfaction of the self-realized spiritual master is the secret of advancement in spiritual life. Inquiries and submission constitute the proper combination for spiritual understanding. Unless there is submission and service, inquiries from the learned spiritual master will not be effective. One must be able to pass the test of the spiritual master, and when he sees the general desire of the disciple, he automatically blesses the disciple with genuine spiritual understanding. In this verse, both blind following and absurd inquiries are condemned. One should not only hear submissively from the spiritual master, but one must also get a clear understanding from him in submission and service and inquiries. A bona fide spiritual master is by nature very kind toward the disciple. Therefore, when the student is submissive and is always ready to render service, the reciprocation of knowledge and inquiries becomes perfect.
You have started a Gurukul in Dallas. Small children are being trained now. Just like formally they are all brahmacharyas. Those ladies, they have come. No? If there are any inquiries.
Upstairs, or it's right out here.
That's good. You have one?
I think so.
La question est la suivante. Vous pensez qu'on peut engager ou inciter de jeunes chrétiens à invoquer le nom de Dieu, de Krishna, en leur expliquant qu'ils réalisent ainsi de la meilleure manière possible le contenu du christianisme. Ou est-ce que c'est un changement religieux?
We'd like to know if to instruct young Christians to chant the name of Krishna will be having them attain the highest perfection, or if it is changing their religion.
No, we are recommending chant the holy name of God. So, if you have got the holy name of God, you can chant that.
Ce que nous disons, c'est qu'il faut chanter, réciter le nom de Dieu. Donc si vous avez un nom pour Dieu, récitez ce nom-là. Et si vous n'avez pas, récitez pas.
Expliquer que les chrétiens n'ont pas de nom de Dieu, mais que simplement le Fils incarné a un nom qui est Dieu, c'est que ce nom a été très invoqué dans les historiens et aussi dans les
chrétiens. Il dit that in Christianity God has no name. God has no name in Christianity, but the Son of God has a name. And before they used for a long time and everywhere they were saying the name of Jesus Christ. So,
but they say that they, in Christianity there is the name of God. They say.
Mais,
no.
Normally,
but you said that the, yes. His name be glorified.
They say, hallowed be thy name. But their name is not said.
Yes.
Never said.
Jesus said that all I have taught you is not the total sum of the knowledge of God. He says. But there is more to be told.
That's all right. So, if you have no name, then why don't you take this name, Krishna?
Et non, c'est d'accord. Si vous n'avez pas de nom pour Dieu, puisqu'il dit qu'il faut glorifier le nom de Dieu, alors vous pouvez prendre ce nom, Krishna.
Yes.
What is the objection?
Il y a un problème. Il y a un problème que nous n'avons pas de nom de Dieu et que le Père est une fonction et comme le nom sur le Père est
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, Nam nam kari bahudha. Nijasatva shakti. Nam nam kari bahudha nijasatva shakti tatra pita niyamita smaranena kala. Eta drisi tabakipa bhagavan mamapi. Duddhaiva idrishamiha janina anuraga. Bahudha. God has many names. If you are missing, so you can take one of the names. The Krishna is one of the names. So what is the objection? And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, in this name, all the potencies of God is there. Nam nam kari bahudha nija sattva shakti tatra arpita. that name is as powerful as God Himself. There is no difference between the name and God, because He is absolute. Here in the material world, there is the difference between name and the person or the thing. If I am thirsty, if I simply chant water, 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 that will not appease my thirstiness. But the spiritual world, absolute, the name and the person is the same. Abhinnatyat nama namina. Under these circumstances, if you are missing some name, so take this name. Why it should not be taken?
Que Dieu a beaucoup de différents noms, Brahma, il y a beaucoup de différents noms. Et Krishna est l'un de ces noms. Donc on peut prendre l'un de ces noms. Il disait ensuite que dans ce nom, Krishna a investi toutes ses puissances spirituelles. Il n'y a pas de différence entre le nom de Dieu et Dieu lui-même. Ce nom a autant de pouvoir sur l'être qui le récite. Ce n'est pas naturellement un nom matériel. Si on se mettait, si on avait soif et qu'on se mette à réciter « oh, 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 oh », notre soif ne serait pas apaisée, parce qu'il y a une différence entre le mot, le terme « eau » et la substance, également entre un nom et la personne. Parce qu'au niveau de Dieu, c'est absolu, il n'y a pas de différence entre le nom et Dieu lui-même. Donc en effet, il n'y a pas de nom, alors chantez le nom Krishna, récitez le nom Krishna, et toutes les puissances seront acquises.
Yeah, but you can take Ram, you can take Parashuram, you can take
Yes, yes, any name. Any
Krishna
name.
Has no special...
no, special there is. In this way, it is recommended in the Shastra. Recommended in the Shastra, Harir Nama. Hare means of God. Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Harir Nama, Iva Kevala. So, this is the... We have to chant the name of God. This is the prescription. This is the prescription. Now, there are thousands of names. That is also admitted. At least we have got Sahasrana, Vishnu Sahasrana. But in another place, it is said, other Upanishad, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama. This name is recommended. Just like Agni Purana, and Kali Santaram Upanishad in this Vedic literature.
Yeah,
this
but each Upanishad will recommend its own, specific deity, you know? Ram, as you say, Ram.
Yes, Ram, Ram is... Ram we chant. Hare Ram, we chant. Hare Krishna and Hare Ram. Ram also we chant. Yeah.
Or Shiva, you see, in the
also
in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna
also
in
Chinese. Mm-hmm.
Whatever it is.
You have got
bhakti also in the
Shaivites.
All the alvas.
Well, the argument, if you say that it is not special, then you would say that you can chant any name.
Yes.
The idea is that God's name is special, whatever name it is. Not that we eliminate God and say He's not special. He is special. But you call him by this authorized name or that authorized name, his name is special because it's non-different from him. So not that we should just overlook the name of God, because we're overlooking God. We do that, so we have to...
Harinama means God's name.
So you see, for instance, in Christianity, for a long time, there was a bhakti. And this bhakti was devoted to the name of Jesus. So for a very long time, you have the Jesus Bhakti, and in your country, in America, today, like you have got Hare Krishna, you have got also Jesus Revolution, you know. Now, this is also very present in many places. And the name does not matter, you know. There is no name who has got the... Because then you find again what...
No, if Jesus is the name of God, then you can chant. If Jesus is the name of God, but Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ says that He is Son of God. Of course, there is no difference between Son and the Father. That is another thing. But still, if I want the Father, How, by calling the name of son, I can get the father? That is another point.
Yeah, but I mean, this is another point.
But if you have got the father's name, why should you call him by the son's name?
Yeah, but that is another discussion altogether. What we mean by father and son, you know, we don't mean it.
That everyone's father and son is the same. The father says something, and the son says, just like in a big family, if the son orders something, it is as good as the father's order. That is our experience. But still, if you want to call the father, you will not get the father's response by calling the name of the son.
You just told us, if you see me, you see the father. Because the father cannot be seen.
The first character.
Yeah.
The name of
the king. The common name.
Hare Krishna.
Joshua, the common Jewish name.
Now, one thing is, that if we are interested in chanting the name of God, if it is as available, why should I chant the name of the Son?
No, it's not that the question. The question is, yeah.
Excuse me for interrupting, but one thing was that you suggested that the name of Krishna is a very common name.
Yeah.
Well, in the sense that many people may be called Krishna.
Yeah.
But the Supreme God is also called Krishna.
Yeah.
So if you chant His name, you derive the benefit, even if you're not thinking of Him as the Supreme.
Yeah, but for the Christian, you're saying, Jesus is a very common name.
And that's all right, we're saying chant. Our spiritual master is teaching you chant the name of God. That's the important point.
Now, if you think that Jesus Christ's name is also, you can chant. You have no objection. You have no
And
we say that you chant the holy name of God. Whatever you have got, that's all right.
And for a Muslim, we will chant Allah.
Yes.
Name Krishna, Allah, Jesus are secondary. What is the
importance? Allah is not name. That is it. It is not the name. It is just like the idea of God.
Yeah.
Allah means God, Ishara. But that is not the name. That is, just like the President and Mr. Nixon.
But you know, all
the President may be another person. Not only Nixon, but another person also, maybe. So, President is the general understanding of the post. But still, one who occupies the post, he has got a name.
You know the Sufi?
Huh?
You know the Sufi, the Muslim Sufi?
No.
They are the great mystics of Islam. Mm. And they always address God as Allah. As we say in
Allah means God.
Yeah. It is the name of God for them.
They are
Allah,
not.
Your name is great. Anybody who knows the Islam knows that.
Anyway, if one chants Allah or Christ, Jesus Christ, we have no objection. We don't say that you stop it. We say that you chant the holy name of God.
Yeah.
If that name is of God, you chant. Yes.
Yesterday, Srila Prabhupada, you gave the story, I think you said it was from the Padma Purana, about a Muslim who was attacked by a wild boar.
Yeah.
He was attacked by a wild boar, and the boars for the Muslims are untouchable. So he was saying, haram, haram, which means untouchable. And he was killed by that boar, but it was taken by higher authority that he was chanting haram, which means where is Lord Rama? So he derived liberation. Even unconsciously he was chanting and derived liberation.
Although he did not mean Rama, he condemned the boar as haram. Condemned.
The same story is said in the Bhakti tradition of Maharashtra, of a hunter.
Yes.
A hunter.
Maybe the same story.
Untouchable hunter.
Yeah.
Who was he was chased by a boar and went to a tree. And then, how is it?
Anyway, we are recommending chant the holy name of God. That's